Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus, and we are continuing to work our way in the devotional here through the Gospel of John. And I want to read to you today from John 15, starting in verse 18. Jesus told his disciples, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also." So Jesus goes on to talk more about that. But here's one of the questions, one point I want to make, and then want to ask us a question. The point I want to make is this, that if we live in the world as followers of Jesus, we need to expect that there's going to be times where we are persecuted or opposed or made fun of or pressed against because of our following of Jesus, because of his name. I think that's just good for Christians to be reminded of as disciples of Christ, to remember that. That's normal. That's a normal experience for the Christian life. That sometimes, because of your faith, whether it's in the classroom or in the workplace or in family relationships, friendships, whatever it may be, just sometimes because of being a Jesus follower, there are going to be folks around you who do not like that, or you receive criticism or some form of persecution because of your faith in Christ. And Jesus said, look, that's the way the world treated me. That's the way the world's going to treat you as well. You need to expect that and to understand that. But the question I want to ask is this, how do we maintain a compassionate heart in the midst of that? How do we not become angry and jaded and say, okay, we're going to fight fire with fire. You press against me, then I'm going to press back against you, and we're going to use the world's sort of warfare against it. That's not what we're called to do. How do we maintain a compassionate heart? And Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 44 in the Sermon on the Mount, that we are to pray for our enemies. We're to pray for those who persecute us. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Romans 12, 14 says, Matthew 44 says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Pray for them. How do we maintain that heart? I want to offer three things here quickly. Right before this in John 15, Jesus tells them, remain in my love. Remain in me, right? I love you. We need to remember, the Father loves me. It's his opinion that really matters. I have the love of my Heavenly Father. I am to remain in that love if I'm going to be able to love others who don't love me back. Remain in the Father's love. Secondly, remember that it is the saving work of Jesus that transforms someone. That person who is persecuting you, you have got to remember, wait a second, I am no better than this person. That would be me, that is me, apart from the saving work of Jesus Christ. It is the Holy Spirit that comes in and transforms someone's heart. And I all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short. I have sinned and fallen short. And I would be the one persecuting if it weren't for Jesus saving me and transforming my heart. Remembering that. And then thirdly, remembering that you don't know when that person might be transformed by the love of Jesus. That's why we're to pray for them, to remember this person can be saved, this person can be changed, and I want that for them. I remember spending some time with one of our missions leader, an organization we've partnered with for a few years, and I was spending time with the leader of that organization, and I was heading out on a mission trip soon, and he was telling me about the region, the country and the region that I was going to fly to. And he said, yeah, it's a great region, fantastic ministry going on there. And then he said, and about 20 years ago, 15, 20 years ago, we actually had a missionary killed there, right? A local mob came together and murdered the missionary. And I'm thinking, and you're telling me this right now? Why? Like, I'm about to fly to this place, right? And actually, it was really good, because those are the moments where you go, okay, do I believe these things, right? Am I willing to get on the plane still and go to this place? And so he said, you know what happened, though, is years later, we're at one of these kind of gatherings where we share the gospel with people, and a guy comes to know Christ, and if I remember the story correctly, he's crying, and they kind of ask him what his story is, and he said, I was the police officer that let that mob murder that missionary. And here he was, right, years later, hearing the gospel through that same organization's missionary work, right, hearing the gospel, responding, and having his life and his heart and his eternity transformed. We don't know all of what God is doing, and we don't know when someone might come to Christ, but we do know that God changes people. That's what he's done in us, and that's what he can do in others. And so we bless, and we don't fight fire with fire, and we pray even for those who persecute us. Let me pray for us, and then encourage you to take some time to pray as well. Jesus, we bless those who come up against us. We pray for them because that is what you did, Father. That's what you've done for us. You, while we were still your enemies, you sent Christ to die for us. You showed your love for us in that, Lord. And so we thank you, and in following your example, Father, we bless others, and we pray for those who persecute us. Give us the grace to do so, and help us to remain in your love. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.